I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Despite Sudan's humanitarian and religious freedom progress, Sudanese Christians still face persecution. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says three churches were burnt down for a second time in mid-January.
Church buildings have been, you know, burned down, destroyed, bombed, whatever. And then the believers say, no, we're going to continue to meet. We want to have worship together. They did their due diligence. They filed, you know, reports with the police. But as often happens, the investigations don't take place, and they feel like they're sitting ducks, that this is going to happen again.
Believers are getting some support from a Sudanese human rights organization, Musselman says, but they're still struggling under Islamic persecution. So please ask the Lord to strengthen and sustain this Christian community and visit missionnews.org for details. And Bible translation statistics can imply Great Commission progress, but Marv Newell says Christ's final task for his church remains unfinished. Newell is the senior vice president of Missio Nexus and a member of the Alliance for the Unreached.
That's far from where we see that we are with so many people groups. You know, Jesus was the one that said this. He says, go and make disciples of the nations. And how do you make it? By going, by teaching, and by baptizing. And those three things need to go hand in hand for us to consider that they have actually been made as disciples.
The International Day for the Unreached is coming up on May 31st. Look for this story at missionnews.org to learn more about unreached people groups and check out the Gateway to the Unreached podcast. Please pray that Christ's followers would make the Great Commission a priority. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily e-news at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.